Israeli warplanes struck a residential area in Gaza today, killing at least 10 people. Hospital workers say three of the dead were children, and scores were wounded in the strike. The Israeli army said the target of the strike was the founder of the military wing of the Hamas faction. The incident came hours after Israeli officials had said the government would consider withdrawing from some West Bank towns if there were an end to terrorist attacks. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, what more is known about this airstrike?
Well, John, Palestinian witnesses in the Gaza Strip says a warplane described as an Israeli F-16 fired on a residential area, a two-story building in Gaza City. It's a house belonging to the Hamas military commander, Sheikh Saleh Shahada. Workers at Shifa Hospital in Gaza said the fatalities included at least three children and four women, and the total was approaching 90. Palestinians called this the latest in a string of Israeli assassinations that have occurred in the past 22 months of this conflict. The Israeli army has refrained from reoccupying the Gaza Strip, as it has most West Bank cities and towns, but there have been a number of clashes in Gaza, often involving Palestinians attacking either army outposts or Jewish settlements in the area.
Is there any confirmation that Shahada was in fact killed?
The initial reports are conflicting. The first report from a Hamas spokesman at the hospital was that Shahada was in fact dead. The army later confirmed that Shahada was the target and that he had been hit in the strike. But then later reports coming out of Gaza focused on Shahada's wife and three children as having been confirmed killed in the airstrike and did not say that Shahada himself was dead. Israeli security sources hold Shahada responsible for a large number of attacks against soldiers and civilians. He founded Izzedine al-Qassam, the military wing of Hamas. They hold him responsible for an attack in January that killed four soldiers just outside the Gaza Strip and a shooting inside a settlement that killed five Jewish religious students in March. The airstrike came hours after Hamas spiritual leader Sheikh Yassin made some comments that suggested Hamas might be willing to consider halting the attacks if Israel withdrew from its most recent occupation positions in the West Bank.
Peter, what does this mean for the efforts to reduce the violence in this conflict?
Well, it comes at a time when there had been some signs that the two sides were at least talking and trading ideas aimed at trying to reduce the tensions. Shimon Peres, the Israeli foreign minister, told reporters that Israel was entertaining the idea of a withdrawal from a couple of West Bank towns if the violence quieted and it looked like the Palestinian Authority was prepared to rein in the militants with their security forces. Israel today also allowed the offices of a leading Palestinian moderate, Sari Nusseibeh, to reopen in East Jerusalem. But now those signs of progress are likely to be washed away in the short term. Palestinian officials are calling this assassination a war crime. Hamas is vowing revenge. At the UN, a spokesman said Israel has the legal and moral responsibility to take all measures to avoid the loss of innocent life, and it failed to do so in using a missile against an apartment building.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thanks, John.